It was Mother Teresa who said loneliness and the feeling of being unwanted is the most terrible poverty experienced in the world. Statistics say that anywhere from 25 to 30% of Canadians across various age groups are reporting persistent loneliness and social isolation. Epidemiological studies link loneliness and feeling rejected and forgotten with health problems like heart disease, cancer, depression, diabetes, and suicide. It is so much a problem that loneliness and related emotions that lead to social isolation have been labeled the most significant health epidemic of our modern age. Sit down with any senior and they will tell you, Christmas is not like it used to be. Where are the days when family would spend so much time together, enjoying each other's company? When friends would visit each other to see the other's tree and gifts and enjoy a little seasonal music or food and whatnot? When gifts were often made by hand, crocheted, knit, baked, cooked, crafted, or fashioned? When gifts had to be kept at a minimum because of so many children in the family, or a low and next to no income? When Christmas Eve church services were a standard thing, and tradition seemed to preserve the deeper meaning of the holiday? Why have things changed so drastically? Is it our reliance on technology that has brought with it the social isolation we feel, instead of the community our social media promised? Is increased marketing ruining our hearts, leaving us more knowledgeable but less wise? Is our focus on money dampening our spirits and leaving us with less means of inspiration? Is the lack of value placed on the need for any kind of spirituality or belief system other than science eliminating all meaning out of our lives? Is today's anything goes, all beliefs are equally valid mindset creating a more tolerant but less kind, less humane society? Are we more opinionated but with less conviction? Are we more permissive but less progressive? Are we more privileged but less free? I'm sure it's a combination of all of these things plus many other factors. So where can we find hope during the holidays? You probably know where I'm going to go to find inspiration. The Bible. It says that, first of all, we are not alone in our sufferings. Whoever we are forgotten by, however lonely or rejected we feel, we are never completely alone, and we are certainly not forgotten by God. Elroy is one of the Hebrew names for God. It means specifically the God who sees me. I don't know what you are going through or headed for throughout this Christmas season, but I do know this. God sees you. He knows what you are going through, and you are not alone. Hebrews 4:15 says, we do not have a God who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. No, we have a great high priest who was tempted in every way, and yet who remained without sin. Excuse me. It is especially in times when bad things are happening to us that we may feel alone and abandoned. But to sympathize means to suffer with. Feeling forgotten and lonely or rejected is probably the most heartbreaking of feelings. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. Jesus was a man acquainted with suffering and pain. Isaiah 53:3 describes him as despised and rejected by men, a man of many sorrows, acquainted with pain and grief. He was a man that people would hide their faces from. People hated him, and they did not see his value. John 1 says, he came to the world that was his own. He came to the world he created, and the world did not receive him. But as many of those who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave, and still today gives, the right to become children of God. Psalm 94:14 says, the Lord will not reject those who receive him. They are his inheritance that he paid for with his life. John 6:37 says, anyone who comes to me, I will in no way reject or cast away. John 15 says, if the world hates you, remember it hated me first. But no matter how you feel, Romans 8:1 says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In Psalm 27:10, it says, even if your mother and father forsake you, the Lord will receive you as his own and take care of you. Excuse me. Isaiah 49:15 says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has given birth to? I say to you, says this God, even if she is able to forget, I will not forget you. If you find yourself alone this Christmas, counter the loneliness and rejection by bringing some joy into another's world. It doesn't have to cost a thing. Provide a listening ear. Be slow to speak and quick to listen. Listen to understand, not to compare miseries. Try to focus on others who may be hurting even more than you are. You might actually find your loneliness gets transformed into the friendship you seek as you connect with others who have experienced brokenness too. And go to places you feel welcomed. My prayer for you is found in Romans 15:13. May the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope this Christmas season by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm.